Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome everyone for coming here and thank everyone who's here. And again, thank those who are upstairs, which we'll address in a minute. The genesis of this evening was obviously we had a fairly rough summer when it occurs to the number of shootings and homicides that we've experienced in the city of Buffalo. In addition to that, we obviously had some high-profile cases, and I say that word, that phrase, high-profile, with a heavy heart, because we had a one-year-old child that lost her life due to gun violence this summer. We had a mother who was shot in her car with her three children in the car this summer. So we had some cases that obviously were very traumatic and were just downright terrible. So what in my 2 years as district attorney, I have met with and I've recognized a number of community organizations that are out there in the city of Buffalo who deal with a number of issues with regards to victims and anti-crime violence. And so I thought it'd be a good idea if we could invite everyone to come together and have everyone under the same roof. And for one time, have everyone together here to talk about any issues that they might have. So that's what we're doing tonight. Pastor Giles from the Back to Basics program and Buffalo Peacemakers has helped me to organize all the different crime resistance / victims organizations that are out there in the city of Buffalo. And we have about 18 of those organizations that are here tonight that represent a number of different variety of issues that relate to crime, victims, and criminal justice. Each one of these organizations has a different mission. Each one of these organizations has a different statement on the community. And again, I felt important to hear from all these organizations and to find out what their concerns are and what we can do to make this city a safer place. I'm not going to list names right now of individuals. We'll do that upstairs. But I just want to give you a heads up. We have representatives here from Back to Basics, Buffalo Peacemakers, Buffalo United Front, Fathers, the Fruit Belt Coalition, Homicide Education, Mad Dads, MVP, which stands for Most Valuable Parent, No More Tears, The Peace Organization, Push Buffalo, Stop the Violence Coalition, the Sisson Karen Klimczak Center, the Western New York Peace Center, SNUG, the Western New York Prisoner Reentry Program, New York Against Gun Violence, and Peace Prince. So these 18 organizations were invited to come tonight. There are others here from different block clubs. And so what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to introduce Senator Kennedy in a minute to say a few words. We'll have any kind of questions you have down here. Then we're going to go upstairs. And again, I'm going to give a presentation upstairs. Senator Kennedy will give a presentation. The mayor is also slated to come as well. And then after we give our presentations, I'm going to give each one of these 18 organizations their representative member, so just one from each organization, 5 minutes to address the crowd, to address us, and have a little 5-minute question and answer with each one of these organizations. So that's our game plan for going upstairs. Before we go upstairs, before I answer any questions here, I have a number of partners in law enforcement. Lieutenant Macy is here from the Buffalo Police Department. Tom Dina from the Sheriff's Department is here. The members and partners that I have in law enforcement, I couldn't be any more proud of, and I am so honored to work with each and every one of them. When I talk about partners, I also talk about partners in government. And I honestly can't think of a better partner in government than I have than Senator Kennedy. Senator Kennedy is reflective of the needs of this community. Senator Kennedy is everywhere in this community, our community here in the city of Buffalo. He is there on each and every issue when it comes to victims and criminal justice. And now that he is in a majority of the state Senate, I'm going to be calling him a lot more. With that said, I wanted to introduce my dear friend, Senator Tim Kennedy.
Thank you, John. Yep. Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody, and thank you. Thank you to our District Attorney, John Flynn. Thank you to Pastor Giles and the Back to Basics organization, the Peacemakers, made up of such an extraordinary list of individual organizations that have come together to put the safety and the well-being and the quality of life of our fellow neighbors throughout not only the city of Buffalo, but all of Western New York in front of their own. This is an exceptional and extraordinary opportunity for our community to come together and to deliberate and communicate the issues at hand and to come up with solutions to these issues. These are real life issues in our community. Oftentimes we read about and see and hear about violence that consumes our neighborhoods, our streets, sometimes our places of work, sometimes our schools. And I give all the credit in the world to our district attorney, John Flynn, for taking the lead on organizing this effort to create real solutions to the problems at hand. We have an obligation and a responsibility to ensure that we are working with community leaders across every single spectrum. There are no political boundaries here. There are no ideological boundaries here. There are no municipal boundaries here. We are one community, and we have to work together as one community in order to find viable solutions to the issues at hand that oftentimes result in the violence and hurt and pain that our community suffers. And this isn't relegated to one neighborhood. This isn't relegated to our city. This is a societal problem that we have to deal with, violence in our communities. And there is no community that is untouched. Urban, suburban, rural areas that are all impacted by the senseless violence. And so I think it's so important that we're communicating. And again, to our district attorney, John Flynn, we thank you for your efforts. To all of the organizations that are involved, we truly honor you and appreciate the work that you do every single day on behalf of our community. Proud to be a part of it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.